Welcome back. As you're listening to this last track of your audio program, feel free to pause as many times as you feel you'd like to and turn to your workbook to flesh out some inner reflection. Living your divine purpose is a journey, and if you're seeking to quicken that journey to more fulfilling ways to dedicate your life, using your workbook, journaling daily, and your meditation practice are excellent resources for you to turn to get you right on track. So let's get back to our program. Okay, now I'm going to present to you what I feel is a third essential key to increasing your connection to Source, and that is live your divine purpose. Once you realize that you don't have to do anything other than follow your own inner promptings and act on them, you'll never have to struggle another day in your life again. The great singer-songwriter and former Beatle Paul McCartney said, "I don't make up these songs. They come from a higher place, and I just record what I'm getting." What a perfect example of someone who's living his divine purpose in life. Mozart was said to have stated something very similar. In my view, this is called genius. It comes from above. And human beings are able to receive these ideas from a higher intelligence, record them, and act on them. This is how humanity progresses forward. It happens in science, medicine, teaching, design, all the arts, all professions, everywhere, and even parenting. In fact, especially parenting. In everything new and innovative, there is a little bit of genius happening. Some people think creative genius is only for special people, artists or inventors or cutting-edge scientists, but this simply isn't true. I know this sort of creative inspiration is available to everyone. I see it all the time. You can see people living their inspirations and expressing them quite frequently. New television shows, new products, new designs, new menu items at the restaurant. Constantly we have a flow of new ideas and manifestations of someone's inspiration coming to us. Whenever you're receiving ideas from a higher source, getting a new inspiration for ideas, action steps, or brilliant motivation to change something for the better, this is your connection to Source. By increasing your connection to Source, you access your own genius. All of the universe is a divine, organized system that is in a constant state of change and flux, working towards and evolving towards a higher state of being. We see it in nature. It's how our own body systems are always working towards a synergistic harmony, healing itself from wounds or viruses or eliminating toxins. And for the most part, you can see the same striving towards a synergistic flow towards a higher perfection of you throughout your life as well. Although you may want to challenge me on that one on occasion, I want to assure you, you are always on a path to your greatest good. And just knowing that things are working out for the better can give you the confidence and the courage to move through difficult times. Eventually, as time passes beyond what was difficult for you, you will look back and say, "That was really the best blessing I ever received." And this concept is relevant to humanity's evolution as well. We are all on a path of personal self-growth and development, and so too is all of humanity currently experiencing massive upward growth. Yes, there are growing pains, and we sure have a lot of work to do, don't we? However, knowing and understanding that we are all on a path to higher good will also help you understand that you have your very own role to play in this higher good. And this is what I want to inspire you to do, to think about, and to care about your role in humanity's evolution. It sounds pretty big, doesn't it? But your own part to play, you might think of as pretty small, but actually, it's not. Communities all around us are in a state of evolution and growth, and so too is our nation and our entire globe. We are part and parcel fulfilling a divine plan to return to harmony, to strive for perfection, to lift ourselves back up and return back home to that higher intelligence, that divine source. And when we finally arrive, we shall be in a perfect state of grace. But how do we see ourselves fitting into this divine plan of continued evolution and growth? All of us, no matter what we do in our lives, have a part to play. We are living our lives and participating in our communities. Often, whether you realize it or not, you are providing a service in some way to this divine plan. You may be the butcher, the baker, or the candlestick maker, but whatever your role in the world, in some way you are fulfilling a piece in this overall grand plan. When we begin to see all that we do as a part of a higher plan, we start paying more attention to what we are doing and how we are doing it. We begin to see the service we provide and seek to provide it just a little better. Perhaps you might feel frustrated that you're not sure you're serving in a higher or better or greater way. But by starting right now in seeing what you are doing as serving humanity and doing it in the best way that you can, your work will increase, your influence will increase, and so too will the prosperity you earn to go along with that. It's also going to help a great deal that you will now have a meditation practice and a journaling practice and will therefore be continually increasing your connection to Source. What can happen as a result of those practices is that what is your livelihood will shift and change in order for you to be fulfilling a greater role in that progressive service to humanity. How do you see what you are doing now as being of service in some way? Do you wish that you could be of more service in a much higher way? Do you see what you are doing now, what you are spending most of your time with, your right livelihood, and that you are living in your divine purpose at this time? In your work or in your home life, if you are a full-time parent or caretaker, what you do daily is a communication to those that you are assisting or supporting to grow, that your energy and your time is of value and is there to support and help things along to a greater good. When you are feeling a bit down or frustrated that what you are doing is having little or no value, ask yourself, how may I serve more? And many of you may already know the intuitions you will receive as an answer. You may already have received them. You may already have an inkling on how you would like to change your situation, how you would like to shift towards a greater service, but somehow feel stuck, or that your dreams and visions may be just beyond your capacity to do so. These kinds of changes are simply going to take a lot of courage and a lot of faith, something you may be a little short on at the moment, but that won't last for long once you are meditating and journaling about your journey. I am here to encourage you and to assure you that the world needs you to fulfill your role in the service you came here to provide, and that without your contribution, the higher plan for the rectification of all that is will just take a little longer. Someone out there won't be receiving your light, getting your influence, watching you as a role model. When you are not actively engaged in what really turns you on what is your true love and passion, utilizing some of the gifts you were born with that are awaiting expression, the higher plan is somehow, in its own small expression through you, is being thwarted and delayed. Not only that, but if you insist on not fulfilling your role in the divine plan, you will be quite miserable. And then someone else will come along and take your place and fulfill it for you. Source or the higher intelligence will simply not be delayed for all that long. But by turning on your light within, receiving and acting on the intuitions that will be coming to you through Source, you will be led to take bolder steps and fulfill your purpose, no matter what it is. It is for the betterment of humanity. If you are writing songs, cleaning up messes, assisting others along their path, teaching, constructing, growing food, leading a large organization, or a small family, you are providing service to the whole. Now, the reason I suggest living your life purpose as one of the top three keys to increasing your connection with Source is that, without a doubt, when you are fulfilling your purpose of being of service, more and more ideas will start coming to you on how you may grow on this path. More and more energy will come to you. The connection to the all that is begins to accelerate larger and larger until you are simply living your life on autopilot, getting instructions from above and fulfilling them down here below. On earth as it is in heaven. Sound familiar? We are God's hands, ears, and eyes. It is just the way it is. You are connecting to a higher source when you are fulfilling your purpose, and as your energy is moving outward in divine order, so too is a vacuum created that continues to fill you with new ideas for the next steps. There is an infinity of possibility of ideas on how humanity can step forward and evolve, especially now. And with each and every one of us playing our own part, we participate in the unfolding of that divine plan. Everything that occurs to you in your life is part of your spiritual journey. It is all there to support your growth. And as you begin to learn the lessons that are being presented to you, your emotional flow will begin to lighten and expression will become both deeper and higher in an ongoing flow. You will be experiencing expansion. Your meditation practice and your daily journaling will become a source of strength, fortifying you as you move on and ultimately be your guiding force within. This is your true connection to Source, receiving love and light through your inner guidance and the creative ideas that come to you, recording your growth and clearing your thoughts and your feelings, then taking steps needed to act on these intuitions to make your creative ideas a reality. All individuals who have created great lives have experience with expressing a higher connection to Source in this way. The love and light that you will begin to receive in greater and greater amounts can be expressed outward to the world when you find the courage to trust in yourself and take the important steps to fulfill your expression. Your life can become an all-beautiful, divine flow that brings you joy, spreading light to all those whose lives you touch, and assist in propelling humanity's destiny forward. I give all my best to you now. This is Suzanne Goulet. For all those who have come this far in listening to my program, I'm offering you a 30-minute complimentary session where we can connect and figure out how I may best serve your purposes. Also included in your package are two short, guided meditations that you can use on a daily basis. Morning prayer and evening meditation are right there as a part of your download. I encourage you to put these on your iPod or MP3 player and keep them handy for when you can best use them. It's my gift to you as a way of getting started with your meditation practice. I want to thank you for being the recipient of my own divine purpose, and I hope to continue to have you here for a long time to come. Many blessings to you.